We are on Daf Vov Amud Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Tana Rabbanon to get into the swing of the sugya. Tana Rabbanon Dalud Rishuyis LeShabbos, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, VeKalmelis, Amokim Ptur. Veizah hi Rishus HaYochid, what is a Rishus HaYochid? Cherit Shehu Amok Yud VeRochav Dalud. You have a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and that means it's surrounded by mechitzas which are yud tefachim high. So that is a rishus hayochid. Vechein geder, Rashi learns geder is a omud, a pole shehu gavoya yud v'rochav dalid, and so on top of the pole, this area which is dalid dal dalid gavoya yud is a rishus hayochid. Zuhi rishus hayochid gemura. We'll see the Lashon of the Brais is very interesting. This is a Rishus HaYochid Gemure, which would seem the Tana is telling us that there's something else which is not a Rishus HaYochid Gemure. Ve'ezoi hi Rishus HaRabim, what is considered a Rishus HaRabim? Sratio Uplatio Gedoilo. Sratio Uplatio, Sratio is a type of a mesila, Rashi says. It's a highway which one goes from one city to another city. And platya is a large area which people come together to sell schoire. Umavoyis hamefaloshim, and if you have streets which are open on both sides, and both of the roshe hamovoy are open to a platya, Rashi says. So that means you have a Rishus HaRabim on one side, a Rishus HaRabim on the other side, and you have a street which is a shuttle between one Rishus HaRabim and the other Rishus HaRabim. So this street alone also is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Zu, and again we have here a deep, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemure. This is a Rishus HaRabim Gemure, which would seem to be saying that there's another thing which is similar to this, which is not a Rishus HaRabim. Now the Baraisa tells us the halachas. Eimei tzien v'shus hayochid zu, l'shus harabim zu, v'machnisim v'shus harabim zu, l'shus hayochid zu. One is not permitted to take in and take out from these two rishuyis. V'im hoitzi v'hichnis, v'shoigik, chayiv chatos, v'meizid, onushkores, and if there was hasro, v'niskal, who gets skila. Avo, yam u'bike, a yam or a valley full of fields, Vistavnis, and that we had before, that is the stov. This was a place full of benches where the seichem used to sit. It wasn't a mokim shalhiluch harabim. Vahakalmelis, eino, loikishus harabim, loikishus hayochid. This third rishus does not have it is not a rishus harabim, not a rishus hayochid. And what are the halachis that apply in this third rishus? One is not permitted to carry Dalit Amis in the Kamalas. Vim Nosan, so that is similar to a Rishus HaRabim. Vim Nosa, Venosan, Besoicha, Potter. If he did carry, he's not Chayav HaChatos, because Lamai said it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Vim Metzian, Mitoicha, L'Rishus HaRabim, V'loim Rishus HaRabim, L'Toicha. One cannot take from a Kamalas to a Rishus HaRabim. So it has characteristics of a Rishus HaYochid. Legabi a Rishus HaRabim, it is a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore one cannot take from a Kamalas to a Rishus HaRabim. Ve'imachnisim Rishus HaYochid l'soichav lo'imitoich l'Rishus HaYochid. Again, it has characteristics of a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore one cannot take from a Rishus HaYochid to a Kamalas. Ve'imaitzi ve'ichnis pota. But in Yesod, a Kamalas is a mokim ptu. This is only halachis derabonon. So memela, so therefore, if there was a tzov achnosa, or if there was havoris daledames, there is no chiyuv. This is where we were up to yesterday. Chatzeirois shel rabim, umevuay she'enom mefuloshim. Now let us see Rashi what this means. Chatzer shel rabim, shepoischin, Shepsuchim lechotzer botim rabim. Bizman Chazal, there used to be a large area which was a chotzer, a yard, roiv shimusham bechotzer, and surrounding this large yard there were houses that opened up into the chotzer. Chotzer shel rabim, shepsuchim lochotzer botim rabim. There were many houses that opened up into this yard. V'chotzer psucho l'rshus rabim. And the chotzer, one would go from the house to the yard, and from the yard into the rshus rabim. Bnei habatim yoitzim derech hachotzer l'rshus rabim. That is chotzer shel rabim. U'mevoish she'enom mefuloshim. Now, the Mavui was something like a dead-end street. Sheroishoi Echot Sosu. That the one side of the street was completely closed off. V'chatzeirois Psuchim Loi. And the Chatzeirois, these large Chatzeiris, which had Batim in these Chatzeiris, so these Chatzeiris were Pasuach to this very large dead-end street. Bnei ha-chatzeres yoitzim derech movui l'rishus ha-rabim. They would also go through the movui to the rishus ha-rabim. So the halacha is, now we are speaking about what halacha does the chatzeres have and what halacha does the movui have. So the Baraisa says as follows. Irvu, if they made a ruvi chatzeres, or if they made shtufei mevois, mutorim. Then they are permitted to carry out from the houses into the chotzer, and from the chatzeres to the movui. Lo irvu asurim. If they did not make eruvei chatzeres, so then they are not permitted to carry from the batim to the chatzeres. Now let us see Rashi. Irvu. Kol habotim shel chotzer yachad bepas. That means all the batim contributed one pas, and the pas is put in one of the batim. So we consider ki'ilu, they are all living in one house. B'mokim shepita isham dirosa isham. We consider they're all living really in one house, because they're all eating from that pas. They're sleeping in the other houses, but it is one big happy family. V'chein le'inyin ha'movui. The same thing the Shitufay Mavois. Im Irvu Achatzeres Apsucha Loi B'Yachad. There is also a type of an Erev that we bring together and we unite all the Chatzeres to make them as one. So it is like one big Chotzer that belongs to one unit, to one Rishus, and they're going through the Modi. Apsuchis Loi B'Yachad. So after the Erev, Mutorim Lahachnis Uloitzim in Abatim Lochotzer. Then they're permitted to take out from their houses to the chotzer. V'chein min ha-chatzeres l'movui. Lo yirvu, if they did not make eruvei chatzeres, asurim. So Rashi explains what the iser is. Mipnei shehabayis miyuchedes lebaileho. The bayis, each bayis in the chotzer has its own owner. Each one has its own bailam. So if you have 10 batim in a chotzer, so you have 10 owners. V'hachotzer rishus lekulo. So each bayis is a rishus bifnei atzmoi. This is Reuven's rishus, this is Shimon's rishus. And each one is a rishus miyuchet. V'hachotzer rishus lekulo. The chotzer is a rishus for all 10 people, all the people who live in the batim use the chotzer. V'nimtzo, when he takes out from his house to the chotzer, moitzi mirshus lirshus. So he's taking out from one type of a rishus, from a private rishus, to a public rishus. The chotzer is a public rishus because the chotzer is used by all 10 batim. So now Rashi says as follows, Afal pi sheshteyem rishus hayochid. That means in Hilcheis rishuyois. So this whole chotzer in reality is a rishus hayochid because the chotzer has enough mechitzes surrounding it to make it a rishus hayochid. If you need 3 mechitzes, if you need 4 mechitzes, this chotzer is surrounded with mechitzes. So at Tzuras HaPesach, the chotzer is one rishus hayochid. But since the characteristics of this chotzer are different than the characteristics of the bayis is a shus, rishus hamyuchedes to one bailim, and the chotzer is a reshus that many people use it, so it's a different type of a reshus in chayshin mishpat. So therefore, Chazal said ki'ilu one is taking out from one reshus into another reshus. So af al pi sheshteihem reshus hayochid, lasos yog l'teira, laharchik ha'odah min ha'aveira, shelo yotzei m'reshus hayochid l'reshus harabim. Someone should not make a mistake, and he could look at it, the chotzer is also a reshus harabim. It's a reshus shel rabim. And this is a, in the houses of Rishus Shal Yochid. So in order to avoid such a mistake, Chazal made us yok, that we have to make sure that this Rishus Shal Rabim should also, should unite, Al Yedei Apas, and it becomes a Rishus Shal Yochid. So we're taking from the same Rishus. We all live in one house, theoretically. So we are all one Rishus. This is not when the Baraisa spoke about the Dal Rishuye Shel Shabbos. They were speaking about that the physical matziv is different. Rishus Harabim is a mokim hiluch shel rabim. Rishus Hayochid is a mokim mukif mechitzes. A Karmelis says a third surah. So, but this is not from the Dal Rishuye. Because this is a Rishus HaYochid. The Bein Irvoi, Bein Loi Irvoi, Rishus HaYochid. This is a Rishus HaYochid. Ba'amoytzi mitoichi Rishus HaRabim Chayim. This is a Rishus HaYochid. But Chazal said one is not permitted to carry in this Rishus HaYochid without making an Erev. That means the Erev does not change the form of the Rishus. It's the same Rishus with the Pas, without the Pas. But the Erev is matter. Chazal made an Isser Haitzoh in this Rishus HaYochid, and the Erev takes care of this Isser. But this is not from the Dalet Rishuyis. Now, there's a very great Ha'ora on Rashi in the beginning. I had this Ha'ora, and later I found the Sfas Emes asks the Kasha. In Yesod, this Ha'loche that a Chotzer Shel Rabim needs an Erev, so Rashi explained that the whole Isser is because it looks, if you're taking from the bias to the chotzer, since the chotzer is a different reshus than the bias, more people use the chotzer, so it seems like one is taking out from one reshus to another reshus. That is the inyan of a Ruvei Chatzeres. Now let me tell you two halachas which apply to a mokim when there was no Eruv Chatzeres. For example, what happened if there was a chayfetz that was lying in the chotzer? Is one permitted to be metaltal the chayfetz in the chotzer more than daladamis? So the loch is one is permitted to be metaltal. They never made this a kamalis. This is a reshus hayochid. The whole issur is when you are taking out from the house to the chotzer, so there it's two reshuyas. The house's fault belongs to Reuven, and the chotzer belongs to the ten batim. So in this nekude, it looks like you're taking out from a reshus to a reshus. Therefore, they asked it without making an eir. But the chotzer alone is a reshus hayochid. They never asked it till to daladamis in the chotzer. Number one. Number two, there's another halacha. What happens if Reuven wants to take out to the chotzer? He wants to take to Shimon's house. There's a door between him. He lives on there's a door separating his apartment and Shimon's apartment. No chotzer. Reuven wants to take from his apartment, bring to Shimon's apartment. It's also osa. Because it's also two reshuyes. This is Reuven's reshus and this is Shimon's reshus. The gather of a Reuven chatzeres is if there are two reshuyes, so it comes out, you are taking from one reshus to the other reshus, Chazal said you have to make an Erev. That is the halach. Rashi in the beginning, Rashi says something very interesting. Two times Rashi says it. Rashi says, from the chotzer, they went to the reshus harabim. Rashi said, shepsuchim lechotzer, botim rabim, chotzer pesuchim lechus harabim, ubnei abatim yoitzim derech hachotzer lechus harabim. And then by the Movi also Rashi says that Yoitzin Derech Movi L'Shus HaRabim. what is this negeya if they go to the Rishus HaRabim, if they don't go to the Rishus HaRabim? This halacha is needed. Let's say if you want, from the Chatz you go to the Rishus HaRabim, so three mechitzas is not enough, you need a tikkun b'ruach revi, because you're going from the Chatz to the Rishus HaRabim, you're going from the Movi to the Rishus HaRabim. But this inyan of Eruvei Chatzeres has nothing to do with going to the Rishus HaRabim. The Isser is taken from one Rishus to another Rishus. They didn't make it a Rishus HaRabim. They would have made it a Rishus HaRabim, one would not be permitted to carry Dalad Amos in this Chotzer. They just said, you're not allowed to take from one Rishus to the other Rishus. And what if you'll have a backyard and you won't? And it won't be a front yard, it'll be a backyard. So also you need a Eruvei Chatzeres. Why did Rashi find it necessary? It's Rashi here, Grad, and Rashi in Sukkot Av Gimel. When Rashi speaks about the Eruvei Chatzeres, Rashi also mentions this. You go from the Chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim. It is very difficult to understand, and I found, Baruch Hashem, the Sfas Emes is Moira this, and lives by a Tzorchim. Is the whole din Eruvei Chatzeres only if you go from the Chotzer to Rishus HaRabim? Let us go further in the Baraisa. Adam Oymed Allah Iskaifa. Now here we are speaking about a Iskaifa is a stoop that is right in front of a house. This stoop is, let us say, Gimel Tvachim High. It is less than Dalet Al Dalet. So this Iskaifa is, in Halacha, this is a din of a Mokim Ptur. It is not a Rishus HaRabim, because it's Lamaila Megimel. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Mokim Hiloch HaRabim. It is not a Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't have any Mechitzes. And it's not a Kamalis, because it's not Dalet Dal Dalet. So this is Iskaifa is a Mokim Ptur. So the Allah is, Odom Oymed Ale Iskaifa. A person can stand on this stoop, Neitel Mibalabayis. He can take out of the house, from the Rishus HaYochid to the Mokim Ptur. The nice and light, and he can take from the Mokim Ptur and give it to the Balabayas. Because a Mokim Ptur blends with all the Shuyis. He can take from a Mokim Ptur to the Shusa Yochid. Neitel Me'oni, the nice and light. And also, the same right, he can go and give to the Oni and the Shusa Rabim. He can take from the Oni and give to the Oni. That's Mutta, that's no Shail. Ubilvad Shalo Yitel Mi Balabayas, the nice and La'oni. But he should not make, he shouldn't take from the Balabayis and give to the Oni. May Oni v'noisin la Balabayis. Because then Lamaise, he's being machlef Rishuyois, he's taking from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab. But, v'notal v'nosa, but what happens if he did take from the Rishus HaYochid and gave to the person Rishus HaRabim? Shloshtam p'turim. All three of them are put. Let us see Rashi. Adam oimed ala iskoife, neitel mi oni haimed b'chutz, v'noisen loy. V'zeh mokim p'tur, shehuske l'maylo. This is the fourth rishus, a mokim p'tur. She'ein eichoshev rishus la'atzmoy, v'she'ein eichoshev dalet k'de meforish l'kamon. Since it's not rochev dalet, there's not even a rochev a rishus, u'botel, it's not considered a separate rishus, ubotol eitzel rishus ayochid ve'eitzel rishus haram. So it becomes this battle to the rishus that it's next to. Ubilvad shelo yitel. But he should not take from the bayis and give into the rishus haram. He shouldn't take from the balabayis and give to the oni. The mizalzel b'yisurei shabbos lechatchile ligroi meitzor mirshus ayochid lishus harabim. Now, the reason of this halacha is, that means mina teire, what really happens? This person is standing on a mokim p'tur. So the minute he takes from the balabais, and he's still standing on the mokim p'tur, so when he brings his hand into the mokim p'tur, so now you have hanochas gufay kanochas chayfetz domi. So we have that the chayfetz became munach in a mokim ptur. So he took out from a reshus hayochid to a mokim ptur. So that's muta. When he hands it to the Oni, so he took out from Amokim Ptur to a Rishus Harab, which is also Mutter. The whole thing is, but taking everything into consideration, and what he accomplished that Lamaise, it came out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab, that's a Zilzul B'Yisurei Shabbos, and therefore it is also Midrabonah. That is Pshat in the Beraisa. The Rosh Yosef asks a Moiridike Kashe. We learned in Taisvis Daf Gimel Omed Aleph, understood according to Rashi, that if something is in the hand of someone, it is not considered munach in the Rishus. That's how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. Yadoi loinayich. The yad is never noch. Even in the same Rishus, it is not considered noch. Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi, if a person is standing in this Rishus and he has something in his hand, so since the hand is not noch, so the chayvitz is not considered noch. That's how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi, neither Kashi from the Sugya. But that's how Tosfos learned Pshat and Rashi. So the Rosh Yosef asks, the way Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi, so this Gemara is a Pella. This person who was standing in the Mokim Ptur, when he takes out from the Rishus HaYochid, and his hand is now in the Mokim Ptur, it's not noch yet. It's not noch in the Rishus, the Mokim Ptur. So he's taking from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, af enshenz neufen derech stov, which is chayim. There's no hanochi in this Mokim Ptur. So why, so Tosfos should have asked Akasha and Rashi, he should be chayiv over here. That the Rosh Yosef asks. Acherim oimrim, another halacha by Iskoife. Iskoife mishameshes beiz rishuyis. This Iskoife can have halacha of two rishuyis. Bizman sha pesach pasuach, if the door of the Rishus HaYochid is open, Kilechnim, then it has a loch of a Rishus HaYochid. Pesach no kilechutz. Why exactly this is? We have to wait till we come up to Daf Tes. And another aloche, vim has iskoifo gevoye yud rechovo dalet. What if this stoop is 10 tvochim high and dalet tvochim wide? Dalet al dalet. And so this is a Rishus HaYochid. So l'chayre, one should be permitted to take in from this eskoife to the Rishus HaYochid. I'm taking from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. So the Baraisa says, no, hareze Rishus la'atzmo, this is considered both are Rishus HaYochid, but one is not permitted to take in from this Rishus HaYochid to this Rishus HaYochid. Let us see Rashi. Mishameshes shtei Rishuyoyz, pa'omim shi mishameshes b'teiris Rishus HaYochid, u'pa'omim ki Rishus HaRabim. By the end of the whole sugya, we'll explain this bava also. Harezu rishus la'atzmo. On the last bava, if we have our skoife, which is yud tvochim hay, afal pi shim rishus hayochid, kedamrin alel, even though this is a rishus hayochid, together gavoye yud v'rochav dalot, have a rishus bifnei atzmo. This rishus hayochid is considered a separate rishus. They may see him in Abayis L'Toycho, or the common before his time, or later the Gemozen give the reason why. Let us see Tosfos. Alba Rishuyes L'Shabbos. Koshel Rajbe. Lisne Hei Rishuyes. There's another Rishus. The Kalfif. Yoyser Mi Beiso Soyim Shaloi Hukif L'Dir. A Kalfif is a Mokim that's Mukif Mechitzis. It's enclosed with Mechitzis. Theoretically, it's a Rishus HaYochid. But loy hukif ledire. The kalfif is a mokim which people do not live. It's not osi ledire. There's no bias in the kalfif. So this mokim, since it's not osi ledire, so Chazal said it is not, it does not have the lochas of a Rishus HaYochid. The lochas as follows. Hazoyrik mishus harabim litoichoy oy ibche chay. Legabi chiyuvi deraise, there's a din of Rishus HaYochid. Vein metalton boyelo medal adamis. But legabi the heta tiltul, it has a din of a kalmelis. So we have now a psanu Rishus. A kalfas, it's a Rishus HaYochid and a kalmelis. This is a reshus hayochid. Alo inyan dein de metalton ba ele bedala damis asu ki kamlis. Vrei kvar shono reshus hayochid ve kamlis. So the Meila Taisva says, this is only a combination of two reshus. This is not a berye bifnei atzmoi. Here we combine the reshus hayochid with the kamlis. So al koponim, but in yisoy, this dalad reshuyes. The combination does not create a new reshus. Lochanami loitani chotzo shaloi irvoi. Which is also a reshus hayochid, which has hilchus kalmos l'gabi heitzo. Kalmelis b'yirishalmi b'reish Shabbos. What kind of word is this kalmelis? So Rashi, we had before Rashi brought a posik that kalmil is called a field. Yaroi b'kalmiloi, a type of a field. And the Yerushalmi b'reish Shabbos toni rabchiye karmel. It's oisius karmel. Karmel is rach umo. It becomes soft when you moilel it. When you press it together, then it becomes soft. This is a karmel, a type of a kernel, that the kernel of wheat, that when it will become soft through melila. So that means like this. Loilach, it is not very wet, that it is soft without melila, without pressing it together. The loy yavesh, it is not dry, that pressing it together also won't soften it. Elabainini, it's in between. It's rachumbo. Achinami kalmelis, ene loike reshus hayochid, veloike reshus harabim. It is a stage in between, doesn't have dini reshus hayochid, not reshus harabim, it's a reshus in between. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar mar, zu hi reshus hayochid. This is a reshus hayochid. That's it. There's another case which is not a reshus hayochid. Lemu'utei mai, lemu'utei hoda Rabbi Yehuda. That the Tana wants to tell you he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned in Abarais, yes, aral kein omar Rabbi Yehuda, mi sheyesh loy beis botim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim. If there are two houses on two sides of the reshus harabim, that means as follows. Let us say we have here a reshus harabim. We have a house on this side. We have a house on the other side. So now, if you will picture this reshus harabim that has two houses on each side, a house on each side. So this makom, even though the rabim are boikim boy, the rabim walk between the two houses, but this makom has two mechitzas surrounding it. There's a mechitza on this side, that's the mechitza from the house on the right side, and there's a mechitza on this side, that's the house of the left side, is a mechitza. So Rabbi Yehuda said, mi sheyesh loy beis botim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim, if there are two botim on both sides of the reshus harabim, oise lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, oi teure mikan, ve teure mikan, ve noisei, ve noisein beemza. So Rabbi Yehuda said that we have here two mechitzes, and midarabonon, you have to make a lechi, a pole, on this side of the house and this side of the house, a pole that's jutting out a little bit towards the other house. Then the lomdus will be, it's ki'ilu, so this pole is ki'ilu, there's a mechitza, a horizontal mechitza going all the way. So we have, midrabonon, ki'ilu, we have four mechitzas, or this is a heck of these two poles, but this pole is showing that this area is mukiv mechitzas, these two mechitzas and the two lechayayim. Oy koire mikan ve koire mikan. Or you make two koires, two poles on the top, not a vertical pole, but a pole on top of the houses that extends from one house to the other house, from the beginning of the house and the end of the house. Again, so this area is encompassed by two mechitzas and two koires. V'noisei, v'noisein be'emza. And he's allowed to carry in this reshus harabim. You have rabim passing here. That's nothing. You don't say, Osei Rabbi, Umavatle Mechitze, two Mechitzes make it a Reshus HaYochid, and the one is permitted to carry in this Reshus HaYochid. Omruloi, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Chachamim told him, Ein Ma'alvim Reshus HaRabim Bekach, this won't help. You can't make with these two lechayayim and the two mechitzes, he cannot be ma'arev reshus harabim and make it reshus hayoch. V'amai kori le'gemure. So we finished already. That the Gemara said that this only a gedah or a cheritz is a reshus hayochet, but this is not a reshus hayochet. So that is zui reshus hayochet. Let us see Rashi. Lechi mikan velechi mikan. V'shtei peyei shel echad min habatim, on the two sides, the two extremities of the house, leheker ba'alme. This lechi is only a heker. The Kesava, Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Mechitzes, have a Rishus Ayochim with the Reis. Rabbi Yehuda holds two Mechitzes, make it a Rishus Ayochim. Vayikishtei Mechitzes, Malyis, Mechitzes, Shal Beis Batim. The two houses are two Mechitzes. Mahu, the Tayme, keep Ligi, Rabbon, oh, that goes further. So the Gemara is saying, Zui Rishus Ayochim, but the case of Rabbi Yehuda is not a Rishus Ayochim. So the Gemara says, "Va'mai kori le'gemure." What does he mean? "Zu hi reshus ayochid gemure." Mau de taime ki pligi rabbonon olei de Rabbi Yehuda le'haver reshus ayochid. That means, I would think that the whole machloikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda le'haver reshus ayochid hani mili le'talto. Rabbi Yehuda says one is permitted to be metalto. So reshus ayochid achilu midarabbonon. So I would think that what the Chachamim said, ein ma'alvin rishus harabim bekachli, also holds it's a rishus hayochid. But mid the Rabbonon, it's the least characteristics of a rishus harabim, it's also the taltal, but really min ha'teir, it is a rishus hayochid. So I would think, keep ligi Rabbonon lay the Rabbi Yehuda, lay have a rishus hayochid, hanem ilu the taltal. Avol izroik moidelei, but if a person will throw in from the rishus harabim into this place, I would think you're chayiv, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mishus hayochid, it's chayiv. Kamash malon, from the word gemura, we learn that only a cheritz in a geder is a reshus hayochid, but this is not a reshus hayochid at all, min ha'toyah. Now let us see Rashi. Mal de tem, I would think, I pligi rabbonin alei de Rabbi Yehuda bebreis, ve omri ein ma'arvin reshus harabim bekach, le mehevi reshus hayochet. They hold, you cannot make it a reshus hayochet. Hanemilu le taltal. I would think that is only legabi tiltal. She yemuta le taltal besoicha, that it should be permitted to carry in this area. Kidiktoni, that's the lotion of the Chachamim. Ein ma'arvin reshus harabim bekach. You're not ma'arev reshus harabim de gozer bo mishum de domi reshus harabim since rabim boiki boi. So it's similar to reshus harabim, so therefore they ask it till to me the rabbon. Avol izroik shazoyrik mishus harabim lesoicho moidolei dechayev d'shtei mechitzes d'eraise v'shem reshus hayochid alo. That's I would think. Kemash melon gemuro. Therefore they said zu hi reshus hayochid gemuro. Now, there's a tremendous problem over here, which Tosfos says, and Rashi is going to forenfer the problem. Let us see Tosfos for 1 minute, and then we'll understand what Rashi is saying. V'amai kori lei gemure, ma'o de teime, oi mari, so the Ri says, the loshen gemure adarabe ipche mistavre. Verkehrt, Tosfos asks, the Loshen Zui Rishus Hayochid Gemura, Weistois, is another Rishus Hayochid, which is not Gemura, it's not a complete Rishus Hayochid. So Vakert, the Diyak of the Baraisa would be, this is a Rishus Hayochid Gemura, that it's Mutal Taltal. That is a Rishus Hayochid She'ein Egom, it's a Rishus Hayochid She'ein Egom, that's also Taltal. Not the way the Gemara is Medayik. The Gemara is Medayik from the word Gemura, that it is not a Rishus Hayochid in Gansen. So Taisus asks, I'm read the Loshen Gemura ad Rab Ibchem Estabe. Zui Rishus Hayochid Gemura, aber zu ein Rishus Hayochid Gemura, aber hier Rishus Hayochid Tzas. The Rashi Yishva Bedoichik. So let us see how Rashi was Miyash of this Kash. So Rashi says, Kamash Malon Gemura. So Rashi says, Gemura does not mean is not a loshen reshus hayochid gemura, complete reshus hayochid. No, gemura is a loshen of gemar, that he ended putting up the mechitzes. Kloima, zuhi shenigmeru minyan mechitze shalo. Acharit and together, you have all the, it's not going under reshus. It's not, the gemura is not going under reshus hayochid. The gemur is going on the mechitzes that make the rishus. Zu rishus hayochid that have all the mechitzes that make a rishus hayochid. Zu hishen nigmeru minyan mechitzes shalo, that it has all the mechitzes that make it a rishus hayochid. Sheyesh lo mechitzes mikol tzat, acheritz has mechitzes on all four sides. So it has the whole amount of mechitzes. Kigayim charitz, v'chein geder. A geder also has all the mechitzes. Well, how does a geder have any mechitzes? Tamrinan midalitz todim good asik pnei hamechitza al roishoy. If you have here a geder, the geder was an omud. So the reshus hayochid is on top of the yom. This is 10th vachim. This is 10th vachim. So this becomes a reshus hayochid. So Rashi had a kasha. So where are your mechitzes here? So Rashi says, we say good asik mechitzes, we schlep the 10th vachim that we have over here, we schlep them up another 10th vachim. So on all four sides, this reshus is mukif mechitzes of 10th vachim. So this is also four mechitzes. Chen geder domrine midalit stodim, good asik pnei mechitze, the pnei mechitze over here, we schlep it up. Al roishoy, over the roisha omud, over the roisha geder, v'nimtza roishoy mukif midalit stodim, v'chaloloi dalit. So we have a mokim that's mukif, mechitzis dalit, and the chalol is dalit. Agavuche, I saw, this is not the place to speak about it, later we'll have, we'll have more about this inyan, but here we have here a very interesting musik. When you say good asik mechitzes, so al kochoch, you are schlepping the mechitze that is over here, you're schlepping it up. So if you're going to schlep up mechitzes from all four sides, you will not have dalet tfochim of shimush. Because you need the mokim ha-mechitzes, the lomdashim mechitzes. But you need the mokim ha-mechitzes. You are part of the Dalit al Dalit is mechitzes over here. The mechitzes are not on the outside. The mechitzes you're schlepping from up here. Zamayru de Rashi in Sukkah, Dav Gimelam, Dav Daladam at base. Rashi says there you need, there you made a Sukkah with Zayin al Zayin. Rashi said you need Zayin al Zayin and more. So there the Mephoshim say because the mechitzes also take up place. You need more than Zayin al Zayin. Here Rashi says you have the Dalit al Dalit. So the Yadovit says that you could be mitzaref the mokim amachitzes for the reshus dalet dal dalet, as long that we see from Rashi. Later we'll see nitazay, so we have a problem later. But al kaponim, now that is the chiddush in Rashi. V'chaloli dalet, mukiv midalet stodim, v'chaloli dalet. Avosam emeile, this is a reshus hayochid because nigmeru, you have all the mechitzes that make it a reshus hayochid. Avod rabbi yudalai nigmeru mechitzes shalom. There it is not a reshus hayochid because you do not have all the mechitzes that are necessary. L'minyonam. L'av reshus hayochid iklal. So that's how Rashi said, Gemura is not going on the reshus, it's going on the mechitzes and saloshin gemar. You have all the mechitzes. Agav ulche, we see another chiddush from Rashi, which is also a problem, that there's a big machloikis harishonim. How many mechitzes do you need to make a reshus hayochid min ha-toyre? The Rambam Shita is you need Dalad Mechitzes. Less than Dalad Mechitzes is not a Rishus HaYochid. It's a Kalmelis, but it's not a Rishus HaYochid. You'll throw from a Rishus HaRabim into Mokim that's Mukif Gimel Mechitzes, you will not be Chayiv. It only becomes a Rishus HaYochid through the Dalad Mechitzes. The Bir Aloche brings down in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Rashi Shita Meirevin is that with three Mechitzes it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So we have a problem over here. This Rashi seems to say, that's the Chayyur the Ibran Rashi, that a chritz and a geder are considered a reshus hayochid because there's all the mechitzes that a reshus hayochid needs. And Rashi explains there's four mechitzes. So this Rashi would seem to hold that you need four mechitzes. The stir in Rashi, the Rishash asks, the Sfasemes asks, the Lokaponim, that is L'chei Reb Shat in this Rashi, that it only becomes a Rishus HaYochid with four mechitzes. Let us see Tosis. Yeser al Kain Omar Rab Yehuda, Hoche Misnaya. Now, when we're coming into this Bereise, like we're starting in the middle, Rab Yehuda said more than this. So what did he say first? What is he saying more than this? Hoche Misnaya mit Tesefte Peg Zayin Deirebe. This is a Tesefte and Perek Zayin Deirebe. And first the Tesefte speaks about other Nyonim, about two Rishuyis, if they can make one Erev together, they can't make one Erev together. Echad Chaloin Shebein Beis Chatzeres, if there's a opening between two Chatzeres. Echad Chaloin Shebein Shnei Botim. That is Negeya about Eruvi Chatzeres. These two can be Ma'arev B'yachad. Then, which is not negayos at all. Then, later the Bereisa speaks about another halacha. Ugishonim, bridges, on the Foshes. The Foshes was also over a cave, it was two mechitzas with a tikra on top of it. Ureshus harabim mekure, metaltalin tachtov b'shabes divrei Rab Yehuda. So Rab Yehuda holds these three cases, Gishonim and the Foshes, Ureshus harabim, they all have the common denominator, the all mekuret, so one is permitted to be metaltel tachto. Why? Because you say pitikra yoyred v'soisim, so it's keilu that the sides of the kirui are nistam, so we have mechitzes on all four sides of pitikra. Yeser al kein, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, perish. Yeser al kein. Even without a tikra, that's the hemshech of the Baraisa. Bishnei batim, bishnei tzid rishus harabim. If you have two batim on two sides of the rishus harabim. The av al gav the lekel, the main me pitikra yered v'soisim. You don't care, you can't say pitikra, there's no tikra over here, it's not mikura. To my big shorim on the foshe, it's rishus harabim mikura the reishe. To lochi noisei v'noisei be'emtza, the ksova rab Yehuda, beiz mechitzes d'yereise, kedabrine b'perek kol gagis. The mail of that is the yeser again. I feel without pitikre, it can become a reshus hayochid through beis mechitzes. So it comes out the hemshech habaraisa is you can make a reshus harabim a reshus hayochid through a tikre. That's what reshus harabim mekure. That means you have a reshus harabim and the aloch of pitikre can make it a reshus hayochid. And yeser again, I feel without pitikre, you can make it a reshus hayochid with beis mechitzes. Im Taima, amayloi maisi hoche, masnissen de chol gagos. Why do you have to bring a bereise? To find that Rabbi Yehuda says in the bereise, that two mechitzes make it a rishus hayochid. It says in the Mishnah, dektani hosom, voidam a Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvin le movi ha-mefulish. You can make a movi ha-mefulish a rishus hayochid. So a movi ha-mefulish is mamish this case. You have two mechitzes, and we can be metaltal in a movi am a foolish. So there's nothing in the Mishnah. So if you want to say, not like Rabbi Yehuda, why is it bring a baraisa, bring the Mishnah? V'yishloime de masnisen ikel lefrushe de ma'arvin. You can make it a reshus hayochid, not with tula choyayim. But tzuras ha-pesach. Could be it's speaking about that you can make it a reshus hayochid with two mechitzes and a tzuras ha-pesach. Ukasova gimel mechitzes de yereise. And he holds gimel mechitzes ha de yereise. So memele, so we wouldn't know the true svore of Rabbi Yehuda. Inami avamine the masnisen airi b'movi hamefulash lirshus harabim. This is a movi that's mefulash to a rishus harabim. Avol ein rishus harabim oiveres l'soicha. But not it's a mokim sheboki boi rabim. A movi hamefulash rishus harabim, even though it has hilchus rishus harabim, but since it's not an emerson rishus harabim, mitzad atzmoi. So then, that can become a reshus hayochid. Aber amokim, that mamish reshus harabim oiveres l'soicha, could be there with think there's a dinosi rabim and mevatli mechitzde, that you cannot make a reshus hayochid out of reshus harabim. Lochimaisi abreise de yeser alkein, tafilo reshus harabim gmur oiveres bo, metaltelem al yedei lechi oikoire, Mishum de shtei mechitzes de yereis. Fregt Toisves, fertig. So that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Va'aval gav de per kama de erevin. Amas nisen de harochav mi yud ames yemayit. The Gemara says that the Tanakama says if yeva movoi and it's wider than the opening of the movoi is wider than 10 ames. So you have to make sure the opening should only be 10 amis. You might it. So you have to build up from the sides, besoysim it from the sides, that the opening should only be yud amis. And there is the whole sugya, and Rabbi Yehuda is meikel, of a mashma from that sugya, it would seem, the lechol ha-yoyser, lehite Rabbi Yehuda, ela ad yud gimel amis v'shlish. Rabbi Yehuda was not mater, a mavui more than yud gimel amis v'shlish. And here I'm telling you that Rabbi Yehuda was matir or reshus harabim, an emes of reshus harabim, and the reshus harabim has to be not a movi ham a foolish reshus harabim. He was matir or reshus harabim, and one of the tenoim of a reshus harabim is that it's 16 ames wide. So memele, so Taisis has a problem. The Gemara in Erev and Vayis says Rabbi Yehuda was only matir yud gimel ames or shlish. And here I'm telling you that the Brais is telling you this is matter, that's the Yeser Al-Kain, is matter of Rishus Arabim Gemurim, even though it's Tezvov, even though it's Tezayin Ame, it's also Mutter. So how do these two sugyishtim? So Taisvah says, Hainu Midarabonon. That what Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Brais. That means Midarabonon take, you need take, Yud Gimel Ames or Shlish. Aber mit der Reise, a fülle bereiche, bjud vav ames, mit tautlum, de islai beis mechitzes, de reise, da kochach zorch loimed, rab yuda airi bishus arabim gmure, shaboikim sham rabim, kida muchach, beper kamet aerevin, gabi keitzit, maavn shus arabim, bisham perashti. So what does Taisvah's answer? So Taisvah says, that's what I told you, that a fülle rishus arabim gmure, Rabbi Yehuda was also matter, even though it's tezvov ame, that is minatayre. Natera becomes a Rishus HaYochid. That what the Gemara says in Erevin, that you need Yud Gimel Amar V'Shlish, that is Midarabon. So Rabbi Kevege has a tremendous problem over here. Let us see in Gilyan Hashat. So Rabbi Kevege asks, V'loi Zachisi Lahove. He says he doesn't understand what Taisvus is saying. Homadik Toni V'Noisin Lechi, V'Noisin V'Noisin, Hain Af Midarabonon. After the lechi, he's allowed to be metal to me the rabbon. Did me the reise leitzoich le lechi. The sova beis mechitzes the reise. So what is Taisvah saying? Taisvah is saying, me the rabbon and you need yud gimel amo. That is not true. If Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about me not teire, you don't need your lechi your keire. So Kochach, if he says you need a lechi your keire, he's telling you that even though, that with the Lechi Yekair is telling you that Midarabon you also permitted to be metaltal. And Taisa said, this is talking about a Rishus Arabim Gemura. So that means it's Yud Vav Ame. And the Gemara says, Yud Vav Ame, it is also to be metaltal according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Kevege did not understand Taisvis. The Svas Emes wants to explain Taisvis, and he says as follows. That Be'emesin Taisvis Taisvus is speaking about, let's say we have a Rishus HaRabim, let's say this is the Rishus HaRabim, which in Yesod is Tesvov Amis. Now we have over here two houses jutting out into the Rishus HaRabim. One house over here, which is a Mechitza, and one house over here. Now, the space between these two houses has to be Midrabonon 13 in the third Amis. There's more than 13 in the third Amo. This will not be Mutal Talpo Midarabon. But this Mokain, since it is a Chelik of a Rishus HaRabim, that means we have a Rishus HaRabim. The Rishus HaRabim spreads out to 16 Amos. Now, in one place, it thins out a little bit. That is nothing. Minatoire, this is an Emeser Rishus HaRabim, even in the Mokai Makotza. This is an Emeser Rishus HaRabim. But Taisus is only saying that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that one is permitted to be metalto, that is if in the Mokim, HaRishus HaYochid is only Yud Gimel Ames or Shlish. If there'll be 16 Ames, then Midarabon it'll be awesome. But Al Kalponim, Toisvis is sticking to his guns, that the Chiddush of Abiyudis, you have an Emes of Rishus HaRabim, which is 16 Amis, and we're speaking about an Emes of Rishus HaRabim, which is 16 Amis, but in this Mokim, it has to thin out the 13 and 3rd Amis in order to be Mutter Letal Pomida Rabon. Vim Taima, so Taisus asks, from a Diktoni Seife, so it comes out that the Zuhi Rishus Ayochit means this is a Rishus Ayochit, and Rabbi Yehuda's Seer is not a Rishus Ayochit. So Taisus asks, from a Diktoni Seife, the Mavoy Samafuloshim have a Rishus Arabim. And the Seife says, Mavoy Samafuloshim have a Rishus Arabim. So we see Klal not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shaminin, Shapil, Afukim, Rabbi Yehuda. The Islay Beis Mechitzes De Reise. The Lodi Dei Mevoi Sama Feloshes Lahav Rishus Harab Kim in the Iker Shtei Mechitzes. So Taisus says, why did he need the Zuhi? The Tan and the Breise said clearly that two Mechitzes do not make it for Rishus Hayochid, because the Tan told us Mevoi Sama Feloshes is a Rishus Harab. So we see that two Mechitzes do not make it for a Rishus Hayochid. I could make a mistake. I could think time Rabbi Yehuda mishum de kesova lechi v'koyre mishum mechitze. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds two mechitzes do not make it for a shus hayochid. But could be the time of Rabbi Yehuda is lechi v'koyre mishum mechitze, so you have four mechitzes. Di kaman de sova rochi per kam b'day revi. So Memele, so even though the Tan of the Baraisa is telling us that a Movi with two Mechitzes are Rishus Arabim, but a Mokim with two Mechitzes and two Lechol Yayim, I could still think this is a Rishus Ayochid, because Lechi Mishum Mechitze. So that's why Lochitzach Lamas Nisan Zuhi Rishus Ayochid Gemure, Lemutei de Rab Yehude, Tloi Havi Rishus Ayochid, Lechi Vikoyra Lechoshiv Mechitze. So that means we need this extra diuk to tell us that even though there are two lechayayim, don't think you have more than two mechitzes. You all only have two mechitzes, because the Tana of our Mishnah holds that alechi is lav mishum mechitze, ela mishum heker. So therefore, that's why you need the diuk to tell me two mechitzes plus two lechayayim is still not a rishus hayochid, but is a rishus harab. Omama, zu hi rishus harabim. Now we said, sratyo, platyo, mavois hamafuloshois, lishus harabim, this is a rishus harabim. Lemutei mai, that means there's another case, which is not a rishus harabim. Lemutei idach de Rabbi Yehuda. There's a different Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Rabbi Yehuda that made another mokim a rishus harabim, and we disagree with that Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda has got the stira to the first Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not our problem. This nan, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, im hoiso derech rishus harabim mafsekosom, yisal kenol etzdodim. Vachachomim oimrim, einei tzorech. Now, this, the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim are speaking about pasei birois. Pasei birois is as follows. When Yidin were oile regel, so there wasn't a ready amount of water, there weren't faucets all around for people to drink water for their behemoths. So they made, in the middle of the drochim sometimes, they made a boir that was mole mayim, and the oile regolim were able to shep water from the boir and give it to their behemoths. Now, there's a tremendous problem by doing this. If you have a Rishus HaRabim, and you'll go and take water out of the boil was usually at least Yud Tvachim by Dalet Tvachim, so you'll take water out of the boil, you're taking from a Rishus HaYochid. You're going to put it down for your Behemah, so you're taking from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, which is an Isser D'Araisa. So they were matter this Mokim with Pasei Birois. Pasei Birois were as follows. Pasei Birois were diyumdim. There were two mechitzes, I think an amma long, that were shaped like L's. There was one going this way, one going this way, on all four corners. One this way, and one this way, one this way, and one this way, on all four corners. In the middle, there was a big makim that was Paritz. It was Paritz Meruba Loimit. But these Pasei Berois had a Shem Dalad Mechitzes, and these Pasei Berois were Mata the Rishus. Now, the Chachamim hold that even though the Rishus HaRabim, that this was flush in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so these Pasei Berois were not Ma'akev the Hiloch HaRabim, that Rabim were still walking Bein HaDiyumdim, Rabim was walking Bein HaDiyumdim, Afal Pikein, they hold that the Rabim Bekiyas Rabim is not Soiser the Shem Dalad Mechitzes. You don't say Osi Rabim and Mavatle Mechitze, and this has a Shem Rishus HaYochid inside. That's what the Chachamim hold. And here Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's like that's different than our Chachamim. The Chachamim said before by the previous Halacha, that you do say Osi Rabim and Mavatle Mechitze, two Mechitzes, the Bekiyas Rabim is Mavatle. Okay, there's two mechitzes, is a shem, dalad mechitzes. But al kaponim, here the rabbonim hold that the mokim, that this boikim boy rabbin, still has a din of a rishus hayochid, that's the chachomim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. If the rabbin would be boikeya, they would have a din of a rishus harabbin. Even though the rabbin are walking between a shem, dalad mechitzes. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda said, if you want to make Pasei Berois, make sure it should be made in such a way that it should not be flush in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. You should be misalik the Rishus HaRabim to aside, that this should not be b'mokim hiloch HaRabim. Al koponim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Rishus HaRabim that goes through Pasei Berois is considered a Rishus HaRabim. And that is the kavanah of our Tanim. Atan is telling us, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, Asratyo or Platyo, which is not encompassed by Shem Dalad Mechitzes. That is a Rishus HaRabim. If you have Pasei Berois, it becomes Ois Rishus HaRabim. Becomes a Rishus HaYochid. That is the Zuhi of the Arbereis. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mafsekoson lePasei Berois, Beperik Beis Da'erim. Dekilu chachomim mishum oile regolim beboir b'shus harabim v'aboir atzmo reshus hayochid shehi amuka yud rechove dalet v'amemalei mitoichav. A person wants to fill, take out water from the boir u'meiniach al svoso is chayiv. So he's chayiv because this is an emes reshus, he's taking reshus hayochid reshus harabim. Dekilu chachomim lasis dalet pasim u'beineihem yud ames. And in between the Dalet Pasim, there is an opening of Yud Ames. And they said, Avachaloloi Rishus HaYochid Lamalis Min Abayim. V'komar Rabbi Yehuda, Imhoi So Derech Rishus HaRab Mafsekosom, if the Derech Rishus HaRab was going between these Pasim Berois, Yisal Kenami B'Neim, then he has to make it in such a way that the Rishus HaRab should not, they should not walk through this area. The Osir Rab Mavat L'Machitzte. Ba'osam Ramin and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Delel. They're the Gemara Sakash. Here Rabbi Yehuda, you don't see Osir Rabbim Mavatle Mechitze. You do say. Tama Noisim and Noisim Be'etze. Be'emtad loy Osir Rabbim Mavatle Mechitze. Ve'rabon and Ad-Rabon. Mishanin and Loh. But Al-Kaponim, this Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a Rishus HaRabim that is Mukif and Pasei Berois is considered Rishus HaRabim. Yeah. So that's the Diyik. Lafuki from Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks further, by my korele Gemura, what's pshat over here? Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So the Gemara says, this doesn't mean anything. I did a ton of reishi Gemura, toni nami seife Gemura. Let us see Rashi. Umay Gemura. Hoche lekele meima mao de teime kidele el. The same, like I would have, before we said I'd have, I have a mine. That the answer is also Rishus HaYochid. The Iker Asiyosom, here you can't have such happen. The Iker Asiyosom Mishum Letaltol B'Soicha. There, it's the whole Asi of the Pasei Berois, it should be Bepoyul Muta to be Letaltol. There it becomes an emissary Rishus HaYochid. The Komri Rabbonim, Einei Tzorich, Rishus HaYochid, Yafilu Letaltol. The Cholshkein Da Zorich L'Soicha Mishus HaRabim Chayim. So here you don't need the Gemura as before. Say the Gemara says we have to on the Losh and Gemura, als Agav Reish.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. The lach shoiv nami mitbo. And the Tana is saying what a Rishus HaRabim is, so let him rechen amitbo. The Tanya, we learned in a different baraisa, eizel hi Rishus HaRabim, sratye uplatye gedoyle, umavoy samafoloshim, vehamitbo. We see amitbo is a Rishus HaRabim. Omar Rabaye loy kashe. Kan bizman she Yisrael shruyim bamitbo, kan bizman azeh. Now let us see, there's a big machlekes harishonim how to explain this Gemara. So Rashi says as follows. Bizman shai Yisrael ba midbor chashiva rishus harabim. When Yidin were in the midbor, then the midbor was in the rishus harabim. You heard ganz klar, you saw there. Bizman hazeh, einai mokim hiloch l'rabim, da hilchei midboreis lo ishchichi. It's not a mokim hiluch l'rabim, because people don't go in midbaris. It is not a place where a rabim go. So therefore, Rashi says, bizman hazeh, a midbar is not a reshus harabim, because people don't go in a reshus harabim. Now, there's a bekante machloikes harishonim. What are the qualifications of a reshus harabim? One of the qualifications, it has to be tezayin amo. Rashi, Shita, and Erevin is, and Daphnun Tess, that a Rishus HaRabim needs Shishim Ribui. That beside the physical structure of the Mokim, that there is Tezayin Amo, you need Shishim Ribui Anoshim Boikimbo. You need 600,000 people using it. Then it becomes a Rishus HaRabim. So the Ramban in Erevin asks Akasha, asks Astira from this Rashi. When Rashi explains why a midbar is not a Rishus HaRabim, so Rashi, why is a midbar not a Rishus HaRabim? There's a Pshashayla, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, there's no Shishim Ribui. Rashi says it's not a Rishus HaRabim because Eini Mokim Hiluch L'Rabim V'Hilcha Midbar is L'Shchich. People don't go there, that's why it's not a Rishus HaRabim. But a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim, so it seems you don't need Shishim Ribui. So the Ramban in Erevin asks yes, Akash and Rashi. Uminei, from this Rashi alone, that Rashi says, that Hilcha Midbar is lo Shchichi, Uminei, the Drochim, Vayor is the Shchichi, Avo Gavdoi Havitamon Samachibi, it's also called the Rishus HaRab. So the Ramban asks Astir in Rashi. So the Ramban wants to say that there are two types of Rishus HaRab, according to Rashi, to the M for Rashi. He says, there's one Rishus HaRabim, Sratya. Sratya is a, Rashi says it's a mesila that goes from, that's a mokim that you travel from one city to another city, a Sratya. He says, a Sratya is a Rishus HaRabim without Shishim Ribui. There never was such a Rashi. That is a Rishus HaRabim without the Rishus HaRabim, because this is a mokim that's made lehiluch HaRabim. That's how you get from one city to another city. Ein medaktikim olov v'samach ribui. So the kuliyamu, whoever wants to go from one city to other city uses this mesila to go. So that alone, that it's a shimush HaRabim, that's enough. You don't need numbers, samach ribui. But there's a second Rishus HaRabim. There's a Rishus HaRabim Platya. Platya was not a mokim not a mesila, was not a highway from one mokim to another mokim. Platya was a place where they came together in one mokim, it was a marketplace, and that also had aloch of Rishus HaRab. So there, that's the Rashi. Rashi holds a platya besoicha here, ain shom Rishus HaRabim, b'loi samach ribui. And that was the midbar. That's pshat. The midbar also had shishim ribui. The midbar was not a sratye. The midbar was not a place where people were traveling. No one was using the midbar then. The midbar af and shem tzmaifu was a platye. They came together a lot of people shishim ribui. So that's shitas Rashi. The Rashi shita is by a platye you need shishim ribui, but by a sratye even Rashi will be moide that you don't need shishim ribui. That's how the Ramban wants to say Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Kan bezman sheYisrael shruyim b'midbar, mash miktzas, ve'ein rishus harabim, elim kei metzuyim shom shishim riboy kamoi b'midbar. So Rashi says if the Gemara is saying the only time a midbar is a rishus harabim, bezman sheYisrael shruyim b'midbar, weist ois that you need shishim riboy. That's the only time a midbar could be shishim riboy. And that's when there is Shishim Riboy. So Svasemis wants to say, it could be not Taisvis holds that all the time you need Shishim Riboy. Taisvis holds a midbar, which in Yesoid, a midbar is not a Mokim Yishuv. No, b'mikre, there came together Arabim in a midbar. So to make that a Rishus Arabim, then you need Shishim Riboy. But an eel that is a mokim yishuv, the Svasemis wants to say, could be there, you also don't need shishim rib. This is al kaponim shitas Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam, perik yedalot halacha aleph on hilche Shabbos, is shreklach. The Rambam says as follows, eize hi reshus harabim midboris. The first moshul of a reshus harabim, the Rambam says, is a midbor. So there's a tshuva to the Rabbi Avraham, the Noishel Rambam. So they asked him from this Gemara. The Gemara asks a stira. One place says a midbar is a Rishus Rabbim. One place says a midbar is not a Rishus Rabbim. And the Gemara answers, Kam bizman she Yisrael shruyim ba midbar, then it is a Rishus Rabbim. Kam bizman hazeh, then it's not a Rishus Rabbim. And the Rambam says, a midbar bizman hazeh is a Rishus Rabbim. So yes, what he did with the Gemara. So Rabbi Avraham Benoi Shel Rambam told him, Rabbi, the Rambam didn't learn like you learned in the Gemara. He learned Punfakel. The Rambam learned, Bizman She Yisrael Shruyim Bamidbar. So they were all Mesuder in the Midbar. Let's go the other way. When no one is living in the Midbar, so this is an ideal Mokim Lehiluch HaRabim. Belongs to no one. It's a Mokim Hefker. So if you want to travel from one place to the other place, all the Sheyorish used to go through the Midboris. So that's called a Rishus Arabim. That means if a person wants to go from one place to another place, you don't need an official highway with a toll station to make it a Rishus Arabim. Fakert, a Midbor is a Rishus L'chol Echad V'Echad. Whoever wants to go and use the Midbor to travel from one place to the other, that's a Rishus Arabim. So Bizman Hazetz a Rishus Arabim. Bizman, when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, so there is man Yisrael chayin be midbar. Vayu machnei same sdurim boy. Vuhu mokaim dirasam. So mameila there, fakad, you couldn't walk through the midbar. There were signs, no trespassing. You couldn't go through. So then it wasn't a rishus harabim. V'nahapachu, that's how the Rambam learned. Is man Yisrael shruyim be midbar. So then it wasn't open to the public, then it wasn't a Rishus Arabim. Bizman hazeh, since it's open to the public, so then it is a Rishus Arabim. So migaharta kashe, so it's shreklach. Fulu will accept everything, but l'chayre Bizman, when Yisrael was shiruyim in the midbar, also was a Rishus Arabim. The whole din of Eitzah, we learn out that the beginning of Azayrik, they shouldn't, from this week's Sedra, they shouldn't take out from the Eiholim to the Rishus Arabim. Machan Leviyah was a Rishus Arabim. The Bekoishish, the Gemara says later, was Mavad Dal Damas Rishus Arabim. So I found the Lekutim and the Rambam asks this Kashe. So he wants to say, don't know exactly what he means to say, but he seems to say as follows, that when Yidden were shoylet on the midbar, they were the balabatim of the midbar, so legabi the veld, it wasn't a Rishus Arabim, because they had no permission to go through there. But legabi klal Yisrael, it was a Rishus Arabim. That means the mekayim is that klal Yisrael decided that there should be a mokim hiluch harabim. So then that became a mokim hiluch harabim, but that was not als midbar. That means midbar has a characteristic that everyone can use it. That's the taitch of midbar. Bizman klal Yisrael wasn't the midbar, it lost it lost the shame reshus arabim of Midbar. So there is shame reshus arabim, like you have a plat, is also a reshus arabim, but not a Midbar. It becomes a reshus arabim because al tzara lochem. Midbar is a besondere shame reshus arabim. Midbar is, I feel no one's going there. But Midbar, since it is a place that anyone, kol dichven yeseve, that whoever wants to go there can go through the Midbar. It's a free, open space that whoever wants to go through there can go through there. No one is stopping him. That makes it a Rishus Arab. This Inyan of Midbar was non-existent, this man, Shebnei Yisrael, Shruyeboy. Because then it wasn't a Midbar. There was no trespassing. You couldn't go into the Midbar and Bnei Yisrael was Shailah. There was a Rishus Arabim there, but not Alts Midbar. It was Rishus Arabim, Alts Plakia, whatever. But Bismana's there, the shame Midbar makes it for Rishus Arabim. That is Pshat and the Rambam.